Welcome back. Good morning and a happy new year.
Happy new year, Nick. Great to hear your voice.
Nice to have you back here. If you could, we got a, before we get to the Christmas tree recycling, for those maybe not familiar about Bright and Beautiful, can you give us some background? Are you an affiliate with a larger group? Is that right?
Yes, we are. Bright and Beautiful is an affiliate of Keep America Beautiful.
Okay.
I call it the mothership.
Okay.
You know, it's the iconic nonprofit community organization that that every year, well, all the time, is operating in our communities across the country in 600 different affiliates, trying to maintain a clean community in all of those places. And that's what Bright and Beautiful does. And we have a variety of programs throughout the year to do just that, to inspire volunteers to take ownership and get out there and keep their community clean, green, and beautiful.
You bet. Joni, how did you get involved with this? How did you hear about Bright and Beautiful?
Well, I had heard about Bright and Beautiful from the time that I came to Billings, which is now, gosh, 22 years ago.
All right.
And then I guess it was about 3 years ago that I understood that there was an opening for executive director. And I thought, wow, who wouldn't want to be executive director of an organization called Bright and Beautiful?
Sure.
Right? So I threw my hat in for consideration and was lucky enough to get the job. And I've really, really enjoyed it. The people that you meet and the work that we do, just extraordinarily fulfilling and makes you feel good.
You bet. Yeah, you bet it does. Again, Joni Tooley with Executive Director of Bright and Beautiful in Billings. Able to help out. We've got Christmas wrapped up now, no pun intended. And we've got the Christmas tree. I didn't even write that down. That just came off the top of my head. Not bad for 720.
Not bad.
All right. If you could, we got the Christmas tree recycling again. We don't need to be throwing those trees or taking them out to the landfill, throwing them in the dumpsters. We can get them recycled. And we use those wood chips. Can you explain how that works, Joni?
Yes. Well, we have 9 different locations for dropping off trees around Billings and Yellowstone County. And when the time comes, after all of the trees are collected through January 21st, that's the last day of recycling.
Okay.
Then our good partners, the City of Billings Public Works Division, and out in the county, Republic Services, who are so good to donate the use of their collection boxes and the hauling of Christmas trees from Lockwood, Shepherd, and Huntley. Anyway, they carry them all over to Rocky Mountain Compost, another of our really valuable partners.
Sure.
In this enterprise. And Rocky Mountain Compost grinds up those trees into this lovely, rich pine mulch. And then the chips are made available to nonprofit organizations throughout the county during the rest of the year for their outdoor projects. And some of the limbs and chips go to Zoo Montana. This is something I just learned last year, that the mulch is used in some cases for bedding our beautiful animals at the zoo.
I love
that idea.
Yeah,
that,
sure.
Christmas tree mulch is providing comfort to the animals at Zoo Montana. And also to freshen up trails at Montana Audubon Center, that beautiful center. And this year, because I think that our supplies will be enough to accommodate it, we'll make the chips available to people who want to go over and pick them up for their own uses. The chips are not that great for landscape mulching, but they're good for trails. There's lots of pine needles, and that's an inhibitor of growth. Really good for trails. So if you know a nonprofit that needs them, send them our way at Bright and Beautiful.
Yeah, and really the only thing is there's no charge for this. You just drop it off. You just want to make sure all the decorations are off. Don't bring it in with the tree stand still on it.
That's true. And no plastic bags on the trees either. You just return them to their natural state and haul them on over to the location that's nearest to you. We would be grateful.
Yeah, how many do you know how many trees you collect a year? Is it a pretty good amount?
It's a good number. We kind of eyeballed it last year, and the number came to over 2,800 trees collected last year, and we're expecting, you know, as many, if not more, this year. Since the weather has been so clear, it's easy for folks to carry the tree over to the zoo or to Schnitzer Steel, or it's a little bit easier this year. So maybe it'll mean more trees for us.
All right. Well, we'll be checking in with you again, Joni, as we get closer to the Great American Cleanup. But for those who would like to find the drop-off locations or get more information, should we give you a call or go online, or would that be the best way?
Either way, you could give us a call at Bright and Beautiful at 406-248-6617, or you can go to our Facebook page, Bright and Beautiful Billings, and they're listed there. 9 locations. The major one, of course, is Zoo Montana. Also, Schnitzer Steel on 6th Avenue North, and Hanser's Automotive, Rocky Mountain Compost, the Billings Landfill, Thompson Park and Laurel, Lockwood Middle School parking lot in Lockwood, and Shepherd High School, Huntley United Methodist Church parking lot. So those are our 9. Would love to see you.
Sounds good. Well, you enjoy the Christmas trees getting dropped off here, and of course the new year. We'll check in coming up later on into the summer. All right. Thanks, Joni, for being my guest.
You bet. Thank you, Nick.